Hello everyone, this is Roger T. Pipe of RogReviews.com. Welcome to our annual Avian Awards podcast series. Over the next 12 to 15 podcasts, we will take an in-depth look at the nominees for the 2020 Avian Awards. We'll break down the categories, discuss the nominees, debate who got snubbed, and even make a few predictions as to who might walk away with the hardware on January 25th of 2020. Before we get started, remember that this is an interactive series. I love your feedback, all of it. If you have a question or a comment or anything you want to hear discussed more in depth, want to talk about what you heard in the last podcast, suggestions, anything you want to hear more about or want me to get deeper into a category, just let me know. You can drop me a line at Rog@RogReviews.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Send me a direct message there. Or if you're listening to this on my site or watching it on YouTube, just throw a comment below. Just please remember, with the comments, keep it positive. We're trying to make this a good thing for all the nominees involved. Remember that your feedback shapes this series and keeps it from just being me reading off a list of nominations. Sponsorships are available for this and all podcasts. It's $150 for the entire year. I will mention your company, site, favorite star, charity, cause, anything you'd like at the beginning and end of all podcasts during this series and for everything in 2020. As always, half of all podcast money goes to A Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother. Now, let's get on with the good stuff. Welcome back, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. We are up to episode 11 of our AVN 2020 podcast series. This will be the final regular volume. We may do some that are filled with feedback if we get enough of that, and probably a results podcast, but this will be the final five categories for the 2020 AVN Awards. I thank you all for listening to the first 10. Hopefully you've gotten through them and are still awake and with me. We have five categories this time. One movie category and four individual performers. So we will start. If you'd like to follow along, avn.com/awards/nominees. Best Star Showcase. One of my favorite categories because these movies feature one female performer. And I think that represents then the best of the industry, because if you are a big enough star to carry a movie, then that's, you get your own showcase. Interesting, what is not on this list, though, is Captain America, because it's not technically a showcase, but Kinsey is in every single scene, which just makes that even more impressive in another category. The Best Star Showcase nominees, Adriana Chechik, The Ultimate Slut 2 from Darko. That's two star showcases from Darko for Adriana. That tells you what a big star she is. Alexis Loves Girls from Sweetheart. All About Julie from Elegant Angel. Angela White Darkside, Jules Jordan. Bad Karma from Evil Angel. Bridget B. Spanish Fuck Doll from Darko. Emily Willis, The Anal Awakening from Les Wood. I Am Riley from Evil Angel. Rebecca, An Indecent Story from Mark Dorcel. And Ultimate Fuck Toy, Gianna Dior. If you guys have listened to the first 10, you already know what I'm going to say. But let's take a look at the second tier. I Am Riley is a great movie. It's an interesting documentary about one of the industry's biggest stars in Riley Reid. The sex scenes are good, often great. The interviews are interesting. It's very, very good. I had Angela White's I Am Angela last year as my favorite movie. This one's really, really good as well. Also, Ultimate Fuck Toy, Gianna Dior. Jules does great, great showcases, and Gianna Dior really earns hers there. Bridget B., Spanish Fuck Doll, one of Darko's best star showcases in a while. Bridget was perfect, and Darko captured her absolutely beautifully. The Adriana Chechik one also is good. Not as big a fan of hers as a lot of people, but it was still an excellent movie. That said, it's Angela White Darkside. The Dark Side series from Jules has been going on for a while. Jenna Hayes notably had a fantastic, fantastic Dark Side years ago. And this one's perfect. Jules spent a lot of time, clearly a lot of effort went into this movie, from the tease to the music to the editing to the makeup, everything. And of course, Angela White is absolutely fantastic. I've said it several times in this series, it is my favorite movie of the year. Period. If you're going to buy and own one DVD this year, that's the best one, by far. The amount of effort put into it absolutely shows, and everybody involved should win awards. No doubt to me. If anything else wins, if you said to me you have to put $100 on another movie, it would be I Am Riley. but I really don't see how anything's going to beat Darkseid. It's that good. So there you go. Next category, best new starlet. This is one of those where there's so many names that I wonder if we don't water it down a little. But when I'm done reading the names, you know, it's going to be tough to figure out who we would cut off. Vanna Bardot, Gabby Carter, Kiara Cole, Kiara Croft, Gianna Dior, Autumn Falls, Athena Ferris, Aria Lee, Lacey Lennon, Lexi Lore, Izzy Lush, Paige Owens, Danny Rivers, Venus Guy, and Naomi Swan. There are some really good names at the top of the ballot. Autumn Falls, I think by mid-year, looked like a shoe-in. She is beautiful, has an insane body, and was doing a ton of really high-profile work. I think she fell off a little bit in the second half of the year, and other people sort of came on. Gabby Carter certainly came on. She also, just amazing body, and did some great work. Lacey Lennon is absolutely gorgeous. Not sure she did quite enough to win, but she definitely deserves to be up near the top. Gianna Dior, on the other hand, did plenty, and also would be near the top of my list. That's already four for the top of my list. That's a lot. And then if I had to do like a top five, Venus Sky, I think, is just really beautiful. She's super cute, really energetic. That would be kind of a personal vote there. This is a category where I think where we put people in that weighted ballot is really going to matter in this category. Because I'm not sure that there is an overwhelming favorite. I think if you polled a lot of people, Gianna Dior, Gabby, Paige Owens, Lacey, Autumn, there's a lot of performers on this list who could be in somebody's top five. And it kind of depends if one of the other favorites slips down in a ballot, you could see someone kind of turn it around a little bit. But it's a good group, especially at the top. Especially if you take the top six or seven, really, really solid. It was a good year for new girls in the industry. If you're going to twist my arm on these last five, I still think I'd go with Autumn Falls. I really do. But it would be tough because Gabby and Lacey and Gianna also absolutely outstanding. All right, male performer of the year. A lot of familiar names here. Mick Blue, Xander Corvus, Charles Dara, Ryan Driller, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Seth Gamble, Small Hands, Steve Holmes, Ricky Johnson, Kieran Lee, Isaiah Maxwell, Ramon Namar, Derek Pierce, and Tommy Pistol. This category always comes down to what makes a performer's body of work, especially for male performers, what makes it stand out? Is it just sexual performance? Is it willingness to work in all kinds of productions? Is it acting? Are there already awards for acting? I've heard male performers say, nope, this is not an acting award. It should not even be considered. It should be for the guys who do more gonzo work and things like that. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. But I do think that we are at a time in the industry where doing everything kind of matters. And if you have a good year acting, it matters. That said, it's really tough to argue against Manuel Ferrara. He's just really good. But I think Mick Blue is one of the best performers in the industry. I'd put him near the top. Tommy Pistol adds a really strong acting element to his performances. So does Small Hands. So do guys like Ryan Driller and Seth Gamble. Both had really great acting years this year. Marcus Dupree is a really solid performer. Xander Corvus has had a nice year. He can also do some acting. Ricky Johnson is a really good performer. There aren't a lot of bad performers on this list. Not a lot of bad choices. These are guys who do their job. A lot of them can really act. And, you know, they show up and they deliver the energy. One of the things I've always used to sort of determine a really good male performer, two things for me. One, I want them not to get in the way. I want them not to so dominate the scene or dominate the attention that they take away from their female co-stars. And the second thing that I look for is how well do performers work with them. I believe that just about anybody can be in a good scene with Angela White or Adriana Chechik or Riley Reid. They're such great performers. They're almost never, if ever, bad. But find me a performer who is hot and cold. And if a male performer can get consistently good performances out of that female performer, then that to me is special. It's one of the things I always liked about Mr. Marcus as a performer. Marcus consistently got great scenes from female talent that didn't always give great scenes. In that regard, that's one of the things I think that Mick and Manuel do really well. They seem to get great performances out of performers who are not always great. So I think it's wide open. I have a feeling you're going to look at somebody like maybe Seth Gamble this year. Or if you really want to pick a dark horse, Steve Holmes. Been around a long time. He kind of plays the old creepy uncle guy. He plays it almost too well. But I think you may find some traction for him. If I were going to bet, I'd bet Mick Blue. If you're going to bet money, that he seems like a pretty safe bet and a good performer. Okay, we are down to the last two. MILF Performer of the Year. Brittany Amber, Bridget B., Dana D'Armond, Cherie DeVille, Nina L., Alexis Fox, Reagan Fox, Brandy Love, Kendra Lust, Katie Morgan, London River, Rochelle Ryan, Sylvia Sage, India Summer, and Sarah Vendela. I wish this list were a little shorter, because I think if you trimmed this list up by maybe five, you would have just a killer lineup. And we'll come back to this in a little bit. But I think you've got a lot of strong performers. Brittany Amber has been a good, underrated performer for a long time. Bridget B. is as hot now as she's ever been, maybe hotter, and I believe just won the XBiz Award for this category. She would have to be considered one of the favorites. Dana D'Armond, if you guys have listened to my podcast, you know I think Dana's fantastic. A couple years ago, I did a list article of the most underrated porn stars ever, and I had her number one. Now she is since... won some awards, been elected to some Hall of Fames, and no longer maybe underrated, but still certainly one of the best performers in the industry, and to me, still undervalued. Cherie DeVille is very good, so is Nina L. Alexis Fox had some great energy this year, really liked her. We talked about Brandy Love last episode in the Hall of Fame. She got nominated to the Hall of Fame, could definitely add a trophy for this category to her night. Coming up, she's really good. One of the best performers on this list. Kendra Lust has one of the best bodies in the industry. Katie Morgan, I've liked Katie since she was way too young to be a MILF, and we've kind of watched her mature really nicely on camera. And now she does some good acting performances, and her sexual energy just keeps getting even better. India Summer is one of my favorite performers. Period. Always has been. Had another really, really solid year. And again, Sarah Vendela, I think Sarah's hugely underrated. One of the best, if not the best, blowjob artist in the business. At least as far as it looks, I've never experienced. You know, if Sarah would like to confirm, I'm certainly open to that. And just really, really good. Always great. I would love to see her win in this category. If I'm picking the top of my ballot, Bridget, Dana, Brandy, India, and Sarah, with Katie right in there as well. Those are my top. And now that leads us to the big one, Female Performer of the Year. Without question, the most prestigious award of the night. Best female performer for their body of work. Joanna Angel, Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Anna Fox, Alina Lopez, Abigail Mack, Kira Noir, Kenzie Reeves, Riley Reed, Karma RX, Kristen Scott, Angela White, Jane Wilde, Emily Willis, and Whitney Wright. There are some amazing women on this list. There are some really good ones. I don't think anybody can argue that Angela White shouldn't win. Again, I realize that would be three in a row. I realize that is historic, that is unprecedented. Can't possibly do it. But I don't think you can make the argument that any of the women on this list are any better than Angela. Unless you're voting to just not vote the same as last year, I just don't see it, and I take nothing away. Joanna did some different stuff this year that was really impressive. Adriana is always amazing, and people love her. Abella Danger did, I think, a little less this year, but still very underrated. I think we've kind of forgotten just how hot she is. Anna Fox is stunning, absolutely beautiful. Abigail Mack had a really great year last year. I think it was a little better last year than this year, but sometimes it lags a year behind. Kira Noir is always a solid performer. Riley Reed, Riley would be in my top three. She's really good. Kristen Scott would be the other one in my top three. She had a great year acting. She's beautiful. Her sex scenes are really fun to watch. So my three are Kristen, Angela, and Riley. I think if someone's going to win besides Angela, I think it might be Abigail. And a lot of that's going to be how really fantastic she was last year as well as this year. I don't see anybody else really taking that crown. And it's definitely time for us to start discussing the historic run that Angela is on. She's probably going to win a third. And honestly, this should be her fourth in a row. She's been that good for a long period of time, and she's about to become the only one to ever win this thing three times. And I don't think there's a whole lot of arguments against it. She's beautiful. Her performances are hot. She has done a lot of acting this year, adding to the great sex scenes, had the best showcase, probably going to win an acting award. I think it's going to be another huge night for Angela White, and it really should be. That's my opinion. Obviously, you guys know I love her, but speaking as a critic, I don't see how you go against her at all. Now, perhaps a controversial take. Take my top three. Take Angela, take Kristen, and take Riley Reid. And keep in mind, Angela is of an age, so is Abigail, where they could be in the MILF category. I would argue, top to bottom, the best MILF category is better than the female performer category. That if you took... Let's take a look at MILF. Let's take out my top three there. Let's take out, let's say, Brandy, Bridget, and India. Let's take the next level. Dana, Sarah, and Katie Morgan. I think they would be 3, 4, 5 on the other list. I think top to bottom, if you want to pick out a top 10 that would include Bridget B., Dana D'Armand, Cherie DeVille, Alexis Fox, Brandy Love, Katie Morgan, India Summer, Sarah Vendela. There's eight. There's a top eight. And you take a look at female top eight, and you'd be looking at, again, Angela, Kristen, Riley, Adriana, Abigail, Whitney Wright, Joanna Angel, Anna Fox, Kira Noir. I think as you go down further, you find that the best performances are actually the MILFs. I think there's a maturity there and an energy there that some of the newer performers don't have. Yeah, so I think this year the best MILF performer is just a stacked category. But back to female performer, I really think it's going to be Angela White, and I think it should be. So that is it. We've completed 11 episodes, and I thank you very much for listening to all of them, and hope that you will give me your feedback. Twitter, email, however you want to give me feedback, anything you've heard in these. I know a lot of you are at the show this week in Las Vegas. I'm sorry I cannot make it. I will try and make it next year. I'm still doing all kinds of stuff. Any feedback you have, comments, questions, complaints, send them my way, and we will try and address them. There will be a results episode, I'm sure, and that's it. So I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Congratulations to all the nominees. Thank you to Avian for letting me vote. Thank you to the adult industry for having me as a part of this industry now for 24 years. Thank you to my fellow critics who have given me ideas and inspiration over the years. Adult DVD Talk, IAFD.com, ex-critic. Thank you guys so much for just all the support and for being great representatives of the industry. Thank you, Don Houston, for all the great feedback in the past. I guess you're asleep at the wheel this year, Don. Maybe you're too busy to listen to me ramble on. Anybody else who's listening, hopefully Angela White's listening. I hope I've made you blush a little bit this year. You certainly have made my job a lot more fun this year. Congratulations on what I'm sure is going to be another great year, and thank you for being such a fantastic ambassador for this industry. That's it. Thank you guys so much, and go do something nice for someone. Thank you for listening to this episode of our 2020 Avian Awards podcast series. If you have a question or a comment, please send me an email, roger@rogerviews.com, or DM me on Twitter, or put a comment below. We will take a look at it, maybe read it on air, and shape the next podcast for you. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Until next time, go do something nice for someone.